Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 1st, and the whole week ahead. There's a surfeit of Libra moon aspects going on today, and for you as a Sagittarian, it means you can concentrate on friends and friendships, but there is going to be something bubbling underneath. You may find a friend manipulative, or a fair-weather friend. But I think today is a day when you'll find out who your true friends are. Here's your Sunday stars. The difficulty of Mars opposing Pluto that happens today is there is always an underlying, even destructive factor working, but very often self-destructive. And the most important thing I can say to you now is make sure where money is concerned or anything where finances are concerned, you are in the right. Because over this next coming week, any Achilles heel financially will be exposed. Here's your Monday stars. There's no chance of taking a break at the moment until you've sorted out financial matters. I mean, the aspect that you had yesterday is going to last for the whole week, if not longer. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because Mars in the 8th opposes Pluto in the 2nd. So you need to keep your nose clean where red tape or authority is concerned. And if you need to take advice, take it from professionals who know what they're doing. Here's your Tuesday stars. Another day where the financial energy around you needs to be understood and kept under control. Don't let things get out of hand now. If you need to talk to your bank or an accountant, a money manager, a solicitor, a lawyer, anything you like, but you do need to be in control of your financial situation. You really do. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now this is lovely, and this is probably just what you need now, Venus moving into your 7th house, because it's about love, and it's about finding love with somebody, or if you're already in a relationship, renewing that love between you and them. If you're single and independent, then it means finding someone who you can share perhaps a section of your life with, if not all. So you enter a time of love. Thank you, Venus. Here's your Thursday stars. Because the Sun is going to square Jupiter, Jupiter being your ruler, you just need to be aware that it's one of those, well, 2 or 3 days where you mustn't do anything where you bite off more than you can chew. The problem with the Sun, Jupiter, is everything's wonderful, everything's fabulous, everything's divine. But actually, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's all on the surface. And if you want to know what a situation is going to be like for long, you need to dig deeper. And here's your Friday stars. Nice stuff now. Mercury moved into Leo yesterday, in fact. And the link to Venus is gorgeous. This is about loving what you're doing, as well as loving another person. And if you're looking for love, then it means going to somewhere that you enjoy, perhaps musically or through entertainment, maybe even sport. And you meet somebody of a like mind. And that's what draws you together. It's a mutual thing that you both can have fun with.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you. For you.